time to waste. No time. It's the 2026 WFMU Fundraising Marathon, the Soaking of the Breckman edition, which happens at 6:15, 13 minutes from now. The only matching pledge period of the entire 2026 WFMU Marathon. So decide carefully how much you can afford to pledge to WFMU, because Andy will double that amount if you pledge during the four-minute soaking period. Whatever you think that you can get away with, we recommend that you double or triple that amount.
No, I can't hear your voice at all in my... I can't.
You can't hear my voice.
I can hear the theme song.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. Are you being broadcast, your voice?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm being broadcast.
It's important because, you know, it's the marathon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
I can't hear you. Wait, why can't I just do this without headphones?
Yeah, do it without headphones.
Yeah, like no one's calling, right?
Right. You sure you're not hallucinating that?
I'm pretty sure I'm not hallucinating. Good question, though. Thanks for asking. Hey, we have a number of volunteers here. Do you introduce the volunteers? Is that what you do?
Little Maddie Warwick is going to do that for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maddie Warwick is our...
Yeah, you can't hear him.
Oh, that sucks.
And you can't hear any of the volunteers.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, you won't be able to hear any of the phones ringing.
I just can't hear you, I swear.
Can you see me?
I can hear... Yes, I can hear the theme song.
Okay. Well, let's do a little test.
Okay.
Okay.
I really can't hear you, and I can't hear Matt.
How many fingers?
I can hear you and see you because I'm sitting right here.
I know. Just
Matt, say hello.
Humor me.
No, I can't hear Matt.
No, well, no, Matt wasn't there.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, go ahead. Say hello, Matt.
Hello.
Oh, now I got him. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
So, Matt, will you quickly, very quickly,
uh-huh.
because no one really cares.
Yeah.
So very, very quickly, introduce all the... all the winged monkeys there.
Am I the king of the winged monkeys?
Sure, whatever makes you happy.
So. All right, Lord Matt,
yeah,
king of the monkeys.
And then I want to know everybody's height. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Okay, keep going.
Really, are you 6'2" now?
I'm like
nobody
six,
cares.
Two
Ken,
and a half.
Ken, what do you
Andy,
care?
Humor me. How many fingers am I holding
You're
up?
You're holding up two.
No, I'm not. I have five.
How do you do that? How do you figure?
Five.
Oh, now there's five.
Well, no, I was holding up five before.
Oh, because three of them are folded?
Down? Yeah. I didn't say how many fingers are unfolded.
Oh, what a clever, clever trick. It's fun to be here in seventh grade, at recess in seventh grade. This is fun. Okay.
Are you sure you can see me?
Yeah, I can see you. So, Matt, introduce the winged monkeys.
Okay, we have Michael and Rob.
How tall is Michael? Very quickly.
All right, very quick. If I had to guess,
yeah,
I'd say
no,
five.
Don't guess. Ask him.
You said quickly. I
go.
Can't...
He's 6 feet. Go around.
The phone number is 8.
I actually have a hard time reading his fingers. Six.
800-989-9368 is the phone number.
Okay. What is it?
Carry on with this lengthy non-marathon related shtick.
You're right. It's not worth the trouble.
No, go ahead, Andy.
I'm going to wave hello to the others.
All right.
To the other volunteers.
How about we just thank them by name?
Nah.
Matt, will you thank the volunteers?
Sure. We have Michael, Rob, Regina.
Would you say this list is about half over now?
No.
No.
Okay,
no,
I
say one.
Go.
One,
just keep going.
Okay. Jack, Hoboken, and Jack, Peter, Amala, Dennis, another Michael, and Mindy.
Who's your favorite, Andy?
I don't know. I need a new pair of cans. These are just worthless.
Okay. Can somebody get Andy Breckman a new pair of headphones?
Yeah, thanks.
Somehow?
Thank you very much.
Because he's going to need them to find out how tall everybody is.
Yeah,
I've decided
I don't care very much.
Yeah.
But I did have a plan today.
What's your plan?
And I'm going, because I kind of resent this whole soaking thing
and how
enthused you are about it and how you billboard it for weeks in advance.
Months, my friend.
Yeah, it really does sting a little bit because I know you just can't stand how successful your partner is.
Well, you've had such a good year.
Oh, God. No, that's, well...
You're always talking about
my
your buddy.
My business is feast or famine. There's no tenure.
It's feast now, baby.
Okay, but next year I might be struggling. You don't ever mention that.
You're always talking about your good friend, the head of CBS Entertainment.
Yeah.
What's his name? Tom Cheek or something?
Can you plug this in? Wait for me. Here we go.
Tom Cheek? Is he your buddy now?
I do know. I guess I deal with CBS executives. Yeah.
Yeah. Who? Who specifically?
I'm not going to mention them specifically.
Do you hang out with Barry Weiss?
I'm not going to. No, I don't hang out.
I'm taking that as a yes.
But here's my here's what
you got to send me a picture of you eating.
Here's my plan.
Okay.
I know you won't approve of this. I know you won't love this, but I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
If I have friends out there, if I have sympathizers out there that are bleeding with me during the soaking.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm going to ask them to do.
Is what?
Is to not pledge, but send me.
Keep it open. Keep that door open.
Send me money to offset.
Send you money?
Yes. Hold on. To offset the soaking, send me a check. To WFMU, care of WFMU here at the station, and Jersey City, and that would offset some of the money. So just write me a check if you love me.
You're asking listeners to send you personally a check.
Personally, money, yes, personally a check, yes. And that would offset the money that I'm about to cough up for the station. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Yeah, I think it's pretty unreasonable.
No, I don't think it is at all.
People
I think there are people that truly resent.
People want to
soak
you.
People that have jobs. For example, people that are employed like me.
Well, in the last year, Andy, in the last year alone, you have made 35 date rape jokes.
Yeah.
You've made 18 jokes about child molestation.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, you've made.
For the record, I'm against child molestation. You said child molestation.
Child molestation.
Yes, I'm against that. Yes. Yep.
I think actually in only 52 weeks of programs, you've managed 65 times to tell female listeners that they need their boyfriend or husband's permission before calling. These are the reasons why people want to soak you.
Because they don't understand me.
Is that the problem?
But people that are with me.
T-minus 6 minutes and counting.
No. You don't want to soak me.
The phone number is 800-989-9368.
Well, I would like to, if I could take a minute, I'd like to carve out a minute and brag about our great premium this year.
Yeah, okay.
I'm really very proud of it. It might be the best premium that we've
ever
done.
It is really great.
And that anyone's ever
done. And you've rewritten the lyrics so it's no longer snarky, and now it's a heartfelt musical plea to support WFMU. Kind of like We Are the World. But the support is for community radio WFMU.
Well, it's a variation of that. It's called We've Got Your Money, and I wrote the lyrics and the music, and we had Ken come in and sing. We had I sang a verse or two, but even more impressive, over 40 DJs, over half of our staff.
Yeah.
Including Matt. Matt, I think, was one of our rock stars.
Uh-huh.
Matt, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Matt sang in several different voices.
Why don't we hear a little snippet of it? See if we can make out, Matt, see if you can make out your favorite DJ. Oh, yeah. Also, I should tell you, your least favorite DJs are also on the
record. I can't work with him.
They're all there.
His attitude.
The DJs
can we just record this separately?
I just really don't understand why they're here and the DJs that we have chosen.
We're going to thank you for your pledge.
So let's hear a little snippet.
As soon as you climb off the ledge.
FMU.
We're grateful more than words can say.
By the way,
your kids don't need three meals a day.
FMU, we've got your money.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
We've got your money.
FMU,
we've got your money.
FMU is right there in our name.
Can you see and hear me now, Andy?
I can see you, but I can't. Oh, wait.
You still can't hear me.
There you go.
Oh, it just wasn't loud enough.
No, it just was in the wrong input.
Okay, so this is the We Got Your Money 10-inch record.
Shut up and listen to it.
Thanks to listeners like you.
That was Gus Bodenheim.
I love it.
Why don't you get a tattoo, Jack?
FMU.
A sucker printed on your back.
That was Michelle.
FMU.
You should have kept your self-respect instead of listening to our friends.
Too late now.
We've got your money. There's
that
no
was
one
Matt
but yourself
shrieking.
To blame.
Your money.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
We've got your money.
We've got your money.
We've got your money.
Oh, I get what you're doing. You're trying to kill all the time leading up to the soaking. And I fell for it. Oh, nice try.
We might have to call off the soaking this
3
year.
3 minutes and counting to the soak.
Or you can send me money directly, WFMU, Jersey City.
And
write me a check.
The best way to soak Andy is to open up the pledge page. Don't start typing until I announce the beginning, because it'll be time-stamped based on when you first start typing. It's WFMU.org, where you can open up the pledge page.
This kind of really makes me mad.
Oh, you've had such a great year. Come on. It's so much fun.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You retired, then you came out of retirement.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Barry Weiss and Tom Cheek at CBS.
Yeah. You just can't stand somebody being successful.
No,
you
no.
You can't stand it.
I can stand it.
You just resent it so much.
Oh, you know, something else. We have a joke that if you call 800-989-9368, you get the punchline to this joke.
Well, the joke is, what's the difference between a large pizza and a WFMU DJ?
What is it? Tell me now.
Well, you'll have to pledge.
800-9 2 minutes. 2 minutes before the soak.
And if you pledge online, I'll tell you the punchline later.
Yeah, we'll announce it at the end.
But we have a vinyl record with 40 DJs, an original song, We've Got Your Money, that Don Fleming produced and mixed.
FMU. The next one writes it even more.
FMU.
We can hear you loud and clear. We know just what you want to hear. We might get to it.
FMU.
And you're going to rewrite all the lyrics. Right, to make it positive about WFMU, right?
I tried, my hand froze.
1 minute before soaking.
No,
800-989-9368. Andy,
Ken.
We just got to do that. We have gotten one pledge. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Marie, for not soaking me.
In Oak Park, Illinois. She didn't soak you, but she does say that it's time for a reckoning.
I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of that.
45 seconds.
From what I've seen of reckonings, that's not good.
Oh, you've seen a number of reckonings?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. What's that number again? It's 984?
No, it's 800-989-9368.
9848.
30 seconds. WFMU.org.
800-934.
What? No, don't listen to what Andy's saying. I'll turn your mic off if you keep giving out the wrong number.
Oh, God.
20 seconds to go, 800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
Or you can wait until after the soaking.
10, you 9, can soak him.
No.
8,
what is that?
7,
what is that voice?
6,
where did that
5,
come from?
4, 3, 2,
oh, no.
1, let the reckoning begin!
The
soaking
reckoning.
Is on. The soaking
reckoning.
Is on. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org. Come on, let's get all 10 phones ringing.
This
come on,
so
what's
sad.
Going on here? 800-989.
My best friend, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Friedman. Oh, my God.
Oh, you are my best friend. I have a little present for you, by the way. Yesterday was your birthday.
Yes, yesterday was my birthday. You didn't mention that.
No, I did.
You didn't mention that.
I sent you a happy birthday message.
No, but you didn't mention it on the air. Show me a little mercy.
WFMU.org.
As a birthday gift, hold off on this pledge
of
yours. The
soaking is on right now. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org. I heard the funny phone. I think that's number 7 or 8.
Dear God.
800-989-9368.
No, this is not cool. Not cool,
come
man.
Come on. I want to see 10 phones.
Matt,
I want to see 10
Matt,
phones. Do we have 10?
Cool. Not cool,
do we
Matt.
Have 10?
It looks like we.
Okay,
maybe
we got
9,
10?
Maybe 7, maybe okay. Either 9 or 10.
Yeah, you can't get to 10.
But
there
you can
go.
Pledge,
I'm
you
taking
can pledge
that,
online.
I'm taking that as a moral victory.
You can't
get to 10.
You can pledge it. We
you
did.
Your
we
big
got to
mouth.
10.
Oh, shut up.
WFMU.org.
Oh, shut up.
Go there
Ken
now.
Friedman.
It'll be time stamped for the period from 6:15 to 6:20.
Oh, the glee in your voice.
We're not even halfway through. Andy, it's for such a good cause.
Oh, I'm sorry. I work for a living. I'm sorry. It won't happen again,
it's
Ken.
For such a good cause, Andy. It's
what is the cause?
WFMU. Thought,
no, seriously, what is the cause?
It's the cause is WFMU.
I've heard WFMU.
Yeah. And you also, if you call, you get the punchline to this joke. What's the difference between a large pizza and a WFMU DJ?
And $75, it's the best premium we've ever done. It's a 10-inch vinyl record. We've Got Your Money, featuring 40-plus DJs.
Yes, sir. It's a good one, and we thank Don Fleming for producing it and Scott Williams for engineering it.
Yeah.
And it's got a Beach Boy drumming on it, Dennis Dykin, and Michael Shelley and Matt Fiveash playing on it.
It'll come with a little key, a lyric sheet. A lyric sheet and a list of all the DJs.
Yeah, oh, I thought you meant like a key. Like the secret key to your masturbatorium. The key that nobody's allowed to have. 800-989-9368.
First off, my masturbatorium is never locked. All are welcome. That's number one.
It's locked.
You don't know what you're talking
about.
It's
locked every time I try to get out. 800-989.
Oh, yeah, locked from the inside.
9368.
Oh, I misunderstood.
WFMU.org. Come on, we have like a minute to go.
Yeah.
Or no, 2 minutes to go. Yeah, a minute to go. 1 minute to go. WFMU.org. Go to the website, WFMU.org. Start typing now. Now, I say.
Why?
So that it gets timestamped. So that it gets timestamped.
Oh, wait. Oh, you mean if they delay a little bit, it won't affect me. It won't be soaking me.
Well, you have to start typing now in the next 40 seconds.
Okay.
WFMU.org.
If you prick me, do I not bleed?
Or the phone has to ring?
I'm human, people. I'm a human being. How would you like it? Or you could soak Ken. Would you accept that, Ken?
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, that's an option.
Yeah, you can soak Ken. Yeah, you can soak me.
Yeah.
800-989-9368. There's some Ken haters out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, I sit with them at dinner every night around my dinner table.
What, your family?
Well, no.
Yeah.
My family has mixed feelings.
Hey, we want to say hello to your wife.
Bethy's in Italy.
Yeah, giving guns to blind people, as the way I understand it.
Yeah, she is. She is at the Paralympics. She's volunteering.
All right, the soaking period is over.
Yes. It is over. I only see a few pledge cards in your hand. Thank you very much for your restraint, everyone. It was truly, truly appreciated.
Your protege, Grant, in California.
No, he didn't soak me.
Oh, he soaked me.
That's how you do it.
What the heck?
That's exactly
is that?
How you do it. Grant, there's a place in heaven.
Vicky in the UK, we love you all except for Andy.
No. You misread that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Thank you, Richmond, Virginia. Derek from KC.
Thank you. Go to hell.
Matt in Jersey City, soak Andy.
Wait a minute.
In Toronto, get wet.
No.
Jason in Keyport, soak that man.
You can all go to hell.
And by that man, he means Andy.
Oh, the resentment. Oh, my gosh.
Susan in Kinnelon, soak him.
They can't stand it. They can't stand success.
I don't think it has anything to do.
They can't stand it.
I don't think it has anything to do.
I think that's all it is.
It's because you're such a big meanie. That's really what it is. Stephen in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hey, Andy, guess what? Go to hell.
That might be a factor, yeah.
Thomas in New Hampshire. This day, this hour, this minute is what my year revolves around.
Well, that's a sad, sad statement.
And he says, thank you, Andy.
That says more about him than me.
Thank you, seriously.
Yeah, you're welcome, yeah.
Magenta, I live to soak Andy. Thank you, Magenta.
Yeah.
Ty in San Diego. Happy birthday, Andy.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Did he avoid soaking me? Did he dodge?
I don't know.
Did he circumvent the soaking?
I'll tell you in a second. I'll check the timestamp. No, that's a soak.
Oh, you can just go.
No, that came in before the soak. Sorry. Andrew in Amagansett.
You know what I should have done? I should have just cursed for 4 minutes.
Oh, man.
Oh, next year I have a strategy. Matt, make a note.
Okay.
Yeah. Note to self, curse during soaking.
All right, I'm writing it
We'll
down.
Be off the air.
Andrew in Amagansett, Ewan in San Francisco, Rick in West Virginia, Aaron in Philadelphia.
No.
These are all soaking pledges.
No.
Christy in St. Louis.
No, go to hell.
Will the sound guy, soak Andy, soak Ken in Hyde Park.
No one likes you. No one
Says,
likes you.
Me, soaky.
No, that's not clever. No.
See, this pile over here are the soak Ken. There's one soak Ken. Hey, Aaron from Minneapolis.
He's a friend. He would not be soaking.
He says, happy birthday, Brecky.
Oh, that's kind of cute. That's
Is
my
that
nickname.
Your new nickname?
Well, in Minnesota, that's what
Brecky.
I'm known as. Yeah, Brecky.
All right, Brecky. Anthony in Stamford.
Go to hell.
Just wanted to say that Rat Race is a criminally underappreciated movie.
There you go. All he wouldn't soak me. He appreciates me.
Our own Roger says, soak Andy.
No.
Frederick from France.
Not cool.
Zachary
not
and
cool,
Ann.
Guys.
Zachary's one of our regular callers.
Not cool, Zachary.
Go to hell and happy belated birthday, Andy.
Okay, appreciated.
Anna in Brooklyn, glove the show.
Oh, that's
a throwback to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Yeah, okay. We might be changing the name again next week.
Yeah, Lindsay in Baltimore says, and on the 4th day of March, God said, let there be soaking.
Oh, that's very clever. I like that final little twist.
Ian in Harrison, we might be broke, but Andy ain't.
Just throw those out. That's trash. No, those are not good. Those cards can be tossed.
Julian. Says
oh,
so candy.
Go to hell.
Hillary, go to hell, Breckman.
Wait, I have to match all this?
Aaron in Toronto. Melissa in
what Parker. The hell is going on? What did I do wrong?
Our own Mark from Tectonic. Jimmy and Howell.
No,
I love Rat Race.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? Rat Race has really made a big comeback.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
You
know why?
No.
It's that rocket scientist Ken Friedman. Scene.
Oh, yeah, your name. Yeah, yeah. Your name. There was a name drop in Rat Race. Yeah.
Jimmy and Howell.
Rocket scientist.
Dan in Medford.
People that know you laugh so hard when they hear that.
Herb in New York City.
No, sorry, Herb. You missed the boat.
I hope to pay Andy on the Dick Van Dyke bet. Do you remember what the Dick Van Dyke bet was?
I do not. I don't even remember what we did last week.
We were betting whether... That was one of the great shows that we did, Andy. We've done some really good shows.
Uh-huh. We bet on whether Dick Van Dyke will live another year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, did I give odds on that or something?
I think you may have.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we bet something.
I'm good for that. We'll have
you know,
to
we did a great show when you slept. Do you remember the Andy?
Yes,
Andy
I took
goes,
a nap. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And then we did a great genital reveal show. Remember that?
Yes. A couple was pregnant, and we knew the sex before they did.
Yeah, Dana and Alec.
Yes.
And that baby's been born.
Oh, the baby's been born?
The baby's been born.
That baby didn't soak me, so that baby's on my favorable thumbs-up list.
Lena in Pennsylvania.
Okay, and that's the last soaking. Thank you, Lena, and I guess that was it.
On behalf of Mark and Seabright.
Okay, no one cares
about
your friends.
Tyler in Texas.
No one cares at all.
Francine in... President Pam.
And, President Pam. Now, she wouldn't soak me.
President for that, life.
Well, President Pam. For life, that's, well, we should discuss that. Last week you said her term was up.
Then you said that we should make her president for life.
I do have a crush on her, but that might influence
and
my thinking.
Pamela says, the angel on your shoulder, Andy, says, stop the date rape jokes.
Stop Silence. The date rape jokes?
Yeah, stop the date rape jokes.
But then how would I tell date rape jokes?
The idea is that you stop doing that.
But that's kind of my trademark. My fans kind of tune in. What's Andy going to say about date rape?
I don't think your date rape jokes went over that well the last time you did stand-up in Madison, New Jersey.
No.
As I recall, you were booed off the stage.
Madison is a date rape-free zone, I learned later.
Scott in Gettysburg.
They passed some sort of ordinance.
Jane in Chicago, Illinois. Christian in Oregon.
Okay, you can all go to hell. And that should do it. That's the
Steven
end of that
in
list.
In Winnipeg.
No, that's it. Thank you all, and we'll see you next week.
Bob in Oak Ridge. Robert in Jersey City. Brian in Monona.
What's going on here?
Brian says, I hope you get the help you need, Andy.
I hope you get the help Ken needs.
Andy, we got your money. So says Kev Licky.
Oh, that's, hey, we've got your money. It's the name of our marathon premium.
Derek in Brooklyn. Soak.
10-inch vinyl record. That's trash. Those are joke. No, those are joke cards. Those are not real cards.
You know why? While I continue thanking people.
What? Yes?
Maybe we should unveil what we're doing for the whole second half of the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll talk about that.
Yeah, Andy's so loaded that he is setting
so
up.
So loaded?
Yeah. Yeah, so wealthy. So wealthy, that's what I meant to say.
What the?
Andy is so
I already hate how this
wealthy,
begins. Yes.
That he and Barry Weiss have rented out a chateau in Montreal, Canada. And Andy is inviting one pair of listeners to fly up on United.
It's one listener with a plus one.
Right, yeah.
Not two listeners. We're going to give away. We're going to pick one.
Yeah, a listener with a plus one.
Right. I'm inviting a listener. They can invite a plus one to Montreal this summer. We will work out a mutually convenient date. It'll be June or July.
To stay at Chateau Weiss.
No, I put you up. My offer is this. We're going to For $50, you can buy a raffle ticket. You can put your name in the hat. By the way, if you want two tickets in the hat to double your chances, that costs you another $50.
And that's the way that somebody has won the last couple of years.
Yes.
Doing
so,
this kind of thing.
Yeah, multiple tickets. But for every $50, your name's in the hat. By the way, you'd get a FMU T-shirt as well, right?
Yep.
If you wear it inside out, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, you can wear the T-shirt inside out. No one will see FMU on the shirt.
Yeah. No,
yeah, if you can go out in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but if you walk by a mirror, then it says WFMU. Or if you walk by a reflective shop window.
Okay, which of you told Ken he was funny? It's not cool. No, no, you don't do that because he believes it. Okay, did you hear the kind of crap he's just spewing? Okay, no one ever tell Ken he's funny again. Dear God. Dear God.
I'm just speaking the truth, Andy.
Yeah, truth to power. By the way, if you're listening, kids, never ever, you're going to hear that phrase, speaking truth to power, never ever try it. Power is very, very strong. They're very tough. They'll make your life miserable.
So anyway, we interrupted you. You're flying.
I would buy Power lunch. I would bring gifts to Power. And then look, when Power leaves the room, then you can make a few snide comments. Mm-hmm. Never ever tell truth to Power. My advice to any kids listening. It's my secret. It's the secret to my success. I avoid telling truth to Power.
You lie to Power.
I lie to Power. I kiss their butt. Hey, Power, wanted to bend over a little further.
And they
That's
like
why
that?
I'm here. They love it.
Power loves it?
Power loves it.
Because that would kind of...
That's my secret.
I would think that would kind of like creep Power out. Hey, at Power, first, bend over.
At first it does. At first Power is very uncomfortable, and Power needs some persuading.
But then when they get a little taste of the Breckman... Everything changes.
Yeah. Avoid telling truth to Power. That's my advice.
$50
okay,
or more.
$50, your name's in the hat. You get a T-shirt. You get the answer to our riddle. What's the difference between a big pizza and an FMU DJ? And you're 2/3 of the way to our premium if you want to add another $25. But every $50 buys you a raffle ticket. And I will pick a – I'm sorry, I won't. Somebody will pick a name out of the hat. It won't be me. And the winner will, here's my deal. I will fly you to Montreal. We are shooting my TV series this summer, June and July. Ken, if you get a passport, will you join us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just need a new identity and a passport.
Ken, it will decide on a new identity and a passport. Maybe one of these listener names will appeal to you, Ken, as a new identity.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt, do you have something to say?
No, can I come too?
No. That's one of the perks that Matt is promising not to come.
Hey, we got a pledge from Italy. Beth Landau.
No, she did not.
Yeah.
No, she did not.
She did.
She stayed awake just to soak her own husband.
Apparently so, yeah.
Dear God. Dear God, that's sad. Honey, we have a little discussion to have when you get home.
Chris in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay.
Oh, why don't you finish?
Okay, so anyway, here's the deal. You come up to Montreal. This is beyond me. You have to fly United from the continental United States.
Because you're too cheap to play.
Well, I have air miles. Yeah, you're going to use my air miles.
Tons and tons of air miles.
Yeah, you're going to use my air miles. I'll get you up to Montreal. If you're pledging from another country, if you can get to Montreal or directly or get to the U.S., that leg from the U.S. to Montreal, I will cover. I will put you up at a mid-range hotel.
Like a Hilton.
Well, no, not a Hilton. Below a Hilton. Somewhere between a Hilton and a Red Roof Inn. And
Doubletree.
Doubletree's perfect. Thank you, Kenny. Put you up for two nights, double occupancy.
Mirrors on the ceiling?
Mirrors on the ceiling. If I have the time to get there before you arrive, okay. I'll pay some mirrors on the ceiling. And then I'll bring you to the set. You can hang out at my little TV show. We'll be filming in and around Montreal.
And you'll have lunch with them.
I will have lunch with them. I have rules about eye contact that we'll review before lunch begins.
Lunch with them at a high-class restaurant? Like?
Lunch with them with the crew, with me and the crew and the cast.
Oh, at the buffet table.
It's not a buffet table. You'll be served your lunch. It's better than a buffet.
Okay.
And you'll hang out. And if it's possible, if it's possible at all, I'll make a good faith effort to get you a walk-on in the scene, like it's in the background. unless it's like a like an interior small scene with just a few characters, then I can't do that. But if it's possible, I'll get you in front of the camera.
And if it's a sex scene, can they hang out in the background?
If it's a sex scene, you're going to have to be very discreet, maybe at the end of the bed, under the bed. Keep your giggling to a minimum.
But they can be there.
They can be there. They can be next to me under the bed.
Yeah. And you've recently cast the actress.
We have Matthew Gubler is playing
Einstein.
Oh,
my God. He is so hot.
Yeah. He's
like Jacob Elordi.
He's the lead of the series. The series is called Einstein. It's kind of a light mystery.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like Monk, my previous series. And we're shooting in Montreal. So anyway, it's that's the offer. We're going to pick a name out of the hat. $50 gets you one ticket in the hat. We're going to pick it at a little before 7.
Matt, are there any names in the hat at this moment?
One.
Oh, so one that person name. Wins.
Well, no.
Wait, if no one else calls, who's going, Matt? What's their name?
We have 27 minutes to go.
What's their name?
The one name is Black Cat.
Black Cat would be great.
Oh, Black Cat.
Oh, my God. I hope he pulls this off. Yeah. Oh, my God. Nobody else call. Nobody. I want it to be a lock.
That's too easy.
No, he's fantastic. He's my favorite caller. He's one of my favorites. We have 4 or 5 regular calls. I love them all, but I always look forward to Black Cat.
Hey, Bucci called.
For the record, he did not soak me, did he?
No, he did not.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that guy gets a hug. Or the next special gift.
You know who did soak you?
No hug for Black Cat.
Bucci soaked you.
No one hugged Black Cat. That's my gift to him.
Tomer.
It makes him very uncomfortable.
Tomer in Jersey City, a very generous
player. Oh, no, I know that guy.
Very generous.
He was a friend of mine until 8 seconds ago.
David, thank you very much.
No, that's the end of that.
Glenn in Union, Maine.
Wait, are you still reviewing the soaking?
I am.
No, Kenny, no. Kenny, no, no, no. No, this is, by the way, the sequel to my We've Got Your Money. It's called No, Kenny, No, No, No. No, Kenny, no. No, Kenny, no, no, no.
Oh, that's so great.
Those are the lyrics. Those are all I have
somebody
so far.
Somebody has to compose a song.
Yeah, exactly.
That. Do it again.
No, Kenny, no. Please shut up, Kenny.
Peter,
please stop it, Kenny.
Peter in Brooklyn, who's been here all day, also soaked you.
Which one's Peter?
Oh.
Which one's Peter?
He's in there. He's the guy who looks like me.
Oh, Peter!
You can't see me, right?
I can see you fine.
Tim.
Peter thinks he's so cool.
Tim.
Soaking me.
Pledging on
You're
behalf,
lucky there's this glass between us, Peter.
On behalf of your former nemesis, Arnon.
Oh, Arnon. Oh, I miss him very much.
Matthew from Springfield, Virginia.
No, go to hell, Matthew.
The Perrin family.
No, sorry.
Oh, look at that. Black Cat did soak you.
Oh, my God.
But
oh, my God.
Also in the running to go up to Montreal.
I would love to have Black Cat up to Montreal in spite of the soaking.
And Handy, thank you, Handy.
Thank you, Handy.
Our own Regina from JC. William in L.A.
Fine. Hello.
Do you know William? Because you're always in L.A.
I am not in L.A. very often, not anymore.
Yeah, okay.
No, my career's kind of sputtering there.
But it's doing great with CBS.
I happen to have a series on CBS. Yes, thank you. Yes.
Oh, and who owns CBS now? Larry Ellison.
Yeah,
right?
My friend Larry Ellison. Yeah,
your good buddy Larry Ellison.
Yeah, going to make him some money, I hope.
So
going to make him a little more money.
When you fly
he's going to be. He has a little debt to pay off. I'm going to do what I can.
And when you fly this couple up to Montreal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have lunch with them and Larry Ellison.
I don't think Larry
and
Ellison.
And Barry Weiss.
I don't
think
so.
Oh, my God, what fun.
No, well, it'll be you. I know it might be you.
800-989-9368. Thank you, listener Max.
So right now we have one person in the hat. One person. Oh,
is
that's
right, Matt? Still
just
only one person.
Just one.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. Oh, I
Nick
hope
the
that...
Bard, our former call
oh,
screener.
Nick, I love you, buddy. I miss you, buddy.
Nick the Bard says, 20 years of being here and still getting these soaks in on Andy.
You know, I love him so much, I won't hold that against him.
Irwin.
Oh, no.
Checking in on a soak.
He did not soak me. Read it carefully.
Rachel in Queens.
No, I don't believe it.
Oh, our good friend Pete the Gardener.
No, that's some kind of typo.
Just because he wants to take money out of Andy's pocket. That oh, only for that reason.
Yeah.
William, thank you, Andy.
That's
says,
the end
says
of that.
William.
Okay.
Oh, Rob in Brooklyn.
What the hell's going on here? It's like some Twilight Zone episode.
Longtime listener, first time soaker, very generous pledge. Thank you, Rob in Brooklyn.
I guess I don't give enough every week. I guess coming in every week is not enough for you people.
David P. loves soaking Andy.
I give and I give. This is the thanks I get.
Doug S. says, soak him.
Hey, who's coming up to Montreal?
Frederick's from Newport Richey. Thank you, Fredericks.
If somebody else buys a raffle ticket, they have a 50-50 shot.
That's right, because only Black Cat is in the running right
now.
That's
kind of exciting.
Terry in Burlington, Vermont.
And you get a T-shirt for $50. You want to add $25, you get our vinyl record. We've got your money.
You want to hear a bit of it?
Yeah.
We've got your money.
F-M-U.
40 different DJs singing on this.
F-U is right there in our name.
And that lyric again is... F-U is right there in our name.
But you're going to rewrite that.
No, that's our lyric, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, here's Don Fleming.
What was that? Was that a synth solo?
That was awesome.
Wow, that's new. Let's hear that again. Wow, what was that? Was that one of those pocket theremins?
I don't know. I think it was just like a synth.
Yeah.
Another t-shirt in your drawer to match the 10 you bought before.
Looks like you robbed
another t-shirt in your drawer. Looks like you robbed a loser store.
But these are all just stand-in lyrics. Because you said this was going to be based on We Are the World, which was raising money to combat world hunger.
Well, this is another good cause.
Yeah, WFMU.
To deter pledges. I guess I should have written some more verses.
Oh, and then there's the big key change, but oh, that's as far as we've gotten.
Yeah.
Okay, Oscar in New Milford, also soaked Andy. Thank
Dear
you very
God,
much.
Go to hell.
Gregory in memory of Mr. Chin.
Aw, baby.
Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Chin and Gregory.
Fred, Hunterian, very generous pledge.
I'm sorry about that.
James in New York, soak him, please.
You have better things to do with your money, James.
Heather in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Jareem in Massachusetts.
You should have rethought all this.
Our old pal, John Kay, thank you.
Oh, John Kay, fantastic.
Yeah, Matt in Rhinebeck says, thanks, Andy, go to hell.
Same to you, right back at you, buddy.
Kevin in Huntington Beach, California.
Okay.
Elizabeth in Ridgewood, thank
you. Okay.
Our record dealer, Dennis, thank you. And Laurel in Wallkill.
I don't know any of these people.
David Gassaway, you know David, he says he's soaking in it.
I don't know, David. I can't. I don't know.
Andy in Philadelphia, PA says, from my new daughter, go to hell / soak Andy.
Well, congratulations on your birth and go to hell on your pledge.
Charles in Bangor, Maine. Love you, Andy. Check's in the mail.
Hey, somebody sending me a check to offset all these pledges. Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
If that guy writes me a check for $18,000... It's a wash.
Well,
I'm back at zero.
Yeah.
If that guy writes me a check for whatever hell this total is.
Charles in Bangor, make your check out to WFMU.
No. There you go. He's writing me a check. I think I'm going to need like 20 grand or something.
Oh, John Kay getting in again with a very...
No.
Very generous pledge.
Wait, when's my check coming? When can you expect
Ivan
my
in
check?
Toronto.
Oh, no. Okay.
Felix in Richmond, Virginia.
Sorry, Felix. You made a big mistake.
Felix says, soak that sucker.
Nope. That's not cool,
man.
Oh,
the sucker is you.
Uncool, Felix.
William in West Orange.
Not cool.
Susan Hacker. Oh, Susan in Willingboro.
Yeah.
Pledging in memory of her late husband who loved to soak Andy.
Oh, baby. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Susan.
And I'm sorry that this is how you express your grief.
Josh Breckman in Maplewood, New Jersey.
I know that name.
Says,
I know that name.
Sorry, Pops.
He would. I guess I haven't done enough for my children.
Sorry, Pops.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Josh, that you feel I came up short.
He does say happy birthday.
Well, that's very sweet of him.
And Jeff in New York.
Yeah.
Christopher in Warwick.
No, not cool, man.
Christopher is still recovering from the 2025 7-second delay day at the races.
Oh, we had fun there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember it very, very fun.
Mike from the Bat Ranch sneaking out from his son's science fair to soak Andy for a very generous amount.
That's a little more information than anyone needs.
Amanda.
We don't need to know where you were when you made the call.
Amanda in L.A.?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mr. Mark in Kentwood. Thank you.
I don't know these people.
Josh in Hoboken.
I don't like these people.
Ben in Brigantine.
These people mean nothing to me.
And Matt Warwick, how many people in the running now?
It's hard to say now, but there's definitely more. There's like
more than Montreal. Oh, is it more than one?
Yeah, Matt more says, than one. More,
Matt says there's definitely more than one. Matt can really attest to that. Matt, our math whiz, has declared that there is more than one.
Yeah, more than one.
There's the answer to how many.
And if you're tuning in for the soaking of the Breckman, I'm sorry you've missed it. That moment has passed.
Okay.
But we are.
And if everybody on that list pledged $1, then I'm in the hole for like $85.
Dino de los Muertos says soak 'em. Terry in Norwich, our old pal.
Wait,
Thomas,
I thought
Kinnelon.
You said it was over.
I'm still thanking people who got in during it.
Just, what the hell?
It just goes on and on and on.
Okay, next year I'm cursing up a storm for 4 minutes.
Well, then I'm going to figure some way out to get rid of your curses.
Well, then I'm going to hold you down and tickle you.
Well, then
until you can't breathe, until you wet your pants.
I'm going to waterboard you until you curse even more.
Okay,
and then I'm going to
win. You win. You win.
Jennifer in Brooklyn says, soak. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah.
Jenny in Alexandria says, it is way past time for a reckoning, soak, Andy.
Okay, is this the end? Is that finally the end of your pile?
Marshall Stacks.
That's it. That's the end.
I hope you get the pledges you need.
Ah, that's a sweet little play on words.
Bonnie B., may there be a washout of Andy.
I don't know what the hell she's thinking.
Our pal Mark in Seabright. Thank you, Mark.
Not a pal of mine. Not after this.
Jonathan in Richmond says, soak that boy.
That's the end of our list. Thank you all.
No, I still got more.
Oh, for the love of crack.
If you pledge at 800-989-9368, you can get the punchline to this joke.
What's the difference between a big pizza and a WFMU DJ? That's a pretty funny joke. I'll tell you the punchline.
Oh, I know the punchline.
Well, because I told you.
No, I know it. I figured it out.
Well, don't reveal it.
Here's the punchline.
Why would you reveal? See, this is why I... What kind of comedy partner are you? I'm going to reveal the punchline. It's comedy 101. You sit on the punchline until the right time.
Will you tell me when the right time is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What kind of partner are you? You're the worst.
Do you promise?
Yes. I need a new partner. I should save my money and buy a new radio partner.
I have taken a couple of improv classes.
Have you?
Yeah. Watch this.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, and.
That's exactly how you do it.
Yes, and.
Yes, and.
Yes, and.
I want this nightmare to end. Yes, and.
John in Des Moines. Michael in Highland
Wait,
Lakes.
Wait, is this still soaking money?
Yeah. And Michael's wife.
What the hell is going on?
Michael's wife is soaking you in the tradition of the ancient Israelites. You know, that's ironic because we saved Hanukkah last December. Do you remember the show where we saved Hanukkah?
I don't. Just remind me.
I don't remember either.
I go to therapy every week just to blot out what we did here at the station.
James in South Orange called and sang, "We Got Andy's Money." FMU.
Oh, that's very cute.
Triple G, soaking of the Breckman, the help we all need.
Okay.
Dave in Albany, here's some help for Andy.
Okay.
Robert in LaGrangeville.
Are you almost at the end of this list?
No. Brandon.
Dear God.
Brandon in Illinois.
Yeah.
He said, you'll get this. He says, remojado, remojado, remojado.
Okay.
I think that must mean soak.
I think that must mean he's hallucinating.
Yeah. And Matt Warwick, how many people in the running for the trip to Montreal?
Is it more than one, Matt?
There are
more than one.
More than one.
11.
11 entries so far.
11 entries.
So
okay.
every entry puts you in the running. Now the odds are not bad. 1 in 11.
Yeah. Reiterate what this is all about.
Yeah. 1 in 11. Every $50 pledge from this point on buys you a raffle ticket. You can buy multiple tickets for another $50. We're going to pick a name out of a hat at random at 7 o'clock, just in 15 minutes. And the winner will be flown to Montreal if you're in the continental U.S. and can fly United. It's on me.
Yep.
I'll put you up at a hotel for a couple of nights.
It's on Larry Ellison.
Right. Well, it's on me. I don't think I can hit up the network for this. And we'll bring you to the set. I'm shooting a TV show up there called Einstein. And you can hang with me for a bit and come to lunch with me. If minimal eye contact, if possible.
And the lead actor in Andy's new TV show is very, very hot. His name is Matthew Gubler.
Yes, yes. He's, by hot, you mean?
He was the number 43 top-rated male model. And you and
he
Matthew...
He was a male model. That's where I met him, on the male model circuit.
Oh, really?
Wait, why do you think that's funny, Matt?
I don't.
Yeah, I saw you kind of chuckling. Yeah.
No,
when I called myself a male model.
No,
I saw you laughing.
No chuckles.
We saw you in Triangle of Sadness, Andy. hobnobbing with all the other male models.
You know, that's a joke. I was never a male model. Joke's on you. I cannot tell a lie.
Oh, darn you.
I got you.
You got me again.
I suckered you in.
Sean in Washington, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, you remember our pal Nadia?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, Nadia.
I miss her.
Yeah, I miss her too. Nadia from Campbell Hall,
New
York.
She would soak me.
She did. She thanks us for the ritual of the soaking.
Oh, no. It's
great that kids like Nadia are growing up and they have rituals in their lives.
Yeah, they're saving all their nickels and dimes.
You know, because everything's on screens these days, but it's so nice to have a ritual like the soaking of the Breckman.
Yeah, you can pry the money out of these young children, these young girls. So every $75 pledge gets, what do they get? Can they get a T-shirt and our premium?
Yeah, they get that new T-shirt with the dinosaur that you love so much.
I stole one just an hour ago.
And they get the new bumper sticker.
Bumper sticker.
Fantastic. And they get this song pressed on 10-inch vinyl.
Fine. We're going to thank you for your pledge.
FMU.
As soon as you climb off the ledge.
FMU.
We're grateful more than words can say.
You could increase it, by the way.
Your kids don't need three meals a day.
Kids don't need 3 meals a day.
But you're going to replace all these snarky lyrics.
No, those pretty much, we're locked into this.
With really heartfelt.
I'm actually very proud of this record.
Pro FMU lyrics.
No, I really am. Don and Scott did a great job. And all the DJs that came in, I'm very grateful.
Evan in Las Vegas, Nevada, thank you.
Oh, fantastic.
Elizabeth in Auvergne, New York. Benjamin in Kansas City.
Thank you all.
That's Rev Kev.
Okay.
And hey, our own Jeremiah.
Wait. Are these still pledged? I'm sorry. Are these still soaked?
Yeah.
No. That is not possible.
Jeremiah.
No, you
need
have
those
to
cards
shut the door.
Too.
No, this is not possible. And there's some cheating going on. No, I'm blowing the whistle. No, I'm throwing down the flag.
Here's the thing.
No. I'm sorry. There's a penalty on this play.
I think what you don't understand is what Jeremiah gets at the heart of the matter. He says only friends soak friends.
This is not possible.
True friends,
no,
Andy.
The 4 minutes was up 30 minutes ago.
I know. I'm still thanking people. Jonah in Astoria, Danny D. Thank you, Danny. Rob in Arlington.
Matt,
did you
turn off the spigot after 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
John in East Brunswick. And Tim in Seattle. Oh man.
Let me apologize. Let me apologize again for working hard, for having a work ethic.
It has nothing to do with that.
For figuring out how to make a money in a very, very competitive field. Let me apologize for my success.
It's not your success that people are belaboring. No.
Well, what else could it possibly be?
It's your lack of respect for people.
Yes.
It's for your means.
You've met people. You've met enough people to appreciate my attitude.
Your mean streak.
Yeah.
Only
toward people.
And in Raleigh, North Carolina, Matthew in Metuchen. Oh, Neil in Sparta, and he helped out today, too.
No, wait. No, I really have to say, how could that door not have closed?
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize this. Joseph from New York pledged $1 for every time Andy's name appeared in the Epstein files. Wow. And he gets an FMU T-shirt.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many millions of pages that...
By the way, the food on that plane was great. nobody talks about the catering
really?
On the island.
What did they serve?
Oh my God, they had a menu. Wow. Oh my gosh, nobody even mentions the food.
Jake in Colorado, thank you, pledging to soak you on top of his swag for life.
Oh God.
Mike in Long Island City, Peter in Colorado.
Okay, that's the end of this.
Brendan in East Lynn, Massachusetts.
Not funny anymore.
Michael in Watertown.
When did this stop being fun? I'd say 20 minutes ago.
Michael in Watertown says that Andy's persona grates now that actual people who proudly embody it have beat absolute power over him.
Okay. I guess he's making a political statement. We welcome that here. We speak truth to power, don't we, Ken?
Not in their presence.
No, never in their presence. Yeah. Never out loud.
No.
We learned a lesson long ago. Power, it can make your life miserable.
I like writing my truth down on a little piece of paper.
And then eating it.
Folding it, and then trying to pass it to my neighbor. And pray that power doesn't intercept it.
Hey, power, where'd you get those shoes? I love those shoes. I love what you're wearing, power. That's me.
All right, so now.
Power's looking good.
We are done with the soaking
pledges. Oh, thank God. Thank God. If everyone pledged a dollar, I'm in for like, I'm down like $95.
President Pam, President for Life Pam, wants to be in the running for.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
For Montreal.
Oh my God, now I have a rooting
Although
interest.
She's now saying that Black Cat said that he would be benevolent dictator for a year.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay, an interesting choice.
William in Montclair, thank you.
So $50 gets you a raffle ticket, gets you in the running. We're going to pick a name, going to bring you to Montreal on United. I have miles on United. Put you up at a nice hotel. Not a great hotel. Not a terrible hotel.
A Doubletree. But there will be champagne on ice.
There will be...
On Andy's dime.
There will be ice. You misread the memo.
Oh.
There will be ice in the hallway, down the hall. It might be on the floor just below you. And we'll bring you to the set. I'm shooting a TV show. You'll hang out at the set. If it's possible, we'll put you in the background. At the very least, you'll have time with me. We'll treat you to lunch. If Ken can get a passport, if the FBI looks the other way, Ken will cross the border and come up as well.
Can I hide in your trunk?
Yeah, like when we used to go to the drive-in together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Cliff in Brooklyn is in the running.
Oh, that'd be great. We'd love to see you up there, Cliff.
Dawn and Nikki from Canada.
Oh, already in Canada. Save me some money.
Yeah,
like the sound of that.
You'll only have to pay for a 3-hour train ride to exotic Montreal.
I will do that. Wow. The train ride's on me.
Franklin in Highland Park, my old stomping grounds.
Okay, he's in the running. Would love to see you in Montreal.
Looking forward to hanging with you in Montreal.
Do you know Montreal, Ken?
I have been there.
I have.
I would not say I know it.
Okay.
I was at McGill University for a couple of days.
What were you doing there? I'm sorry. I just remembered something.
What?
No one cares. Okay. Let's go on.
Jan in New York City.
Okay.
Terry in Burlington, Vermont.
I'd love to see them all.
These people are all in the running.
I'm sorry. Only one of you can win.
Michael in Watertown, Mass. Cannot wait to hang out with the Breckman man.
Come on up. Come on up for a couple of nights.
He does have relatives in Montreal.
Oh, great. Then I don't need to put him up at all.
David in New York has two tickets in the hat.
Oh, he's doubled his chances. Yep. He spent $100. He also gets our 10-inch vinyl record, We've Got Your Money. He gets our T-shirt.
And he's the fifth best listener. Remember when we gave out trophies?
Yes.
He came in fifth.
Okay.
Great. Bonnie in New York says, take me to Montreal.
Yes, I would love to hang with Bonnie.
Ken from Hyde Park pledging for the Montreal Adventure.
Oh, would love to hang with Ken.
Black Cat, up yours, Breckman.
Wait, is that a second Black Cat? He doubled his odds?
Maybe.
Or just a...
Craig in St. Helens, Oregon.
Oh, my gosh. We'd love to hang with you. So $50 puts you in the running. You have another just a few minutes. We'll bring you up to Montreal. Hopefully, Ken will join us. You'll hang out on the set of the TV show. You'll hang out for lunch. We'll try to get you in the background if it's at all possible.
Lawrence in Maplewood in the running.
Oh, good.
Susan in Kinnelon, road trip.
Yes.
In the running.
Would love to hang with all of you.
Jeff in Lincoln.
$50. You know, another $25 gets you our 10-inch vinyl.
Ava from the Bat Ranch in Newport, Virginia.
I'd love to. Any friend of Ken's is a friend of mine.
Thank you, Ava. And she has four tickets in the running now.
Okay.
And now, thank you also to Planet Tyler, Honest Bernardo.
Okay. Don't know these people, but perhaps
I believe you named him Honest Bernardo.
I don't recall that.
Anna in Worcester.
It's all a blur. Every show is a beautiful, beautiful blur.
And Peter in Brooklyn.
Okay. Is that it then? We pick... do we give one last chance to join the running?
One last chance.
Okay, give 800, the number.
800-989-9368. That's Brucey barking in the background. WFMU.org.
You'll come up if your name is picked. You'll come to Toronto on me if you can fly United from the continental U.S. And we'll stay at a mid-range hotel. and we'll hang with you for an afternoon on the set of my TV show. Also, you get the answer to this joke. Should I just give the answer now, the punchline?
Sure. Yeah, okay. I'll give you the punchline.
Well, the setup is... Well, you mean you'll give me the setup.
Give you the setup.
Yes.
Okay, here's the big setup, Andy.
Go ahead.
What's the difference between a large pizza pie and the WFMU DJ?
Okay, hey, Matt, what's the difference between a large pizza and an FMU DJ?
You want me to say it?
No, I'll tell you the answer.
Oh, what is it, Andy?
A pizza can feed a family of four. I don't need your... Oh, shut up, both of you. Oh, shut up. I don't need your... Oh, shut up.
Family of four.
I don't need your pity laugh. Oh, shut up.
That's not the punchline that I was thinking
I'm sure it wasn't.
My punchline was exactly... What's the difference?
Yeah, that's a good punchline, too. Oh, you could both go to hell. I hate all of you. Hey, let me thank the volunteers very quickly. Can we really name them really quickly? Go around.
Matt, can we name the volunteers?
Matt, do you know their names?
Sorry, I'm just filling out a last minute.
And there's Bridget. Bridget's on camera.
As quickly as we can. Here we go.
Thank you, Bridget, for the camera work. Thank you, John Dalton and Ruth, for the camera work, for putting up the video tonight.
And
thank you, Jeremiah, for the...
As always, and Pam, if this is in fact your last week, you should be very proud of your term. But very quickly, let's thank our volunteers.
Okay, we have Michael H., we have Rob, we have Regina.
Faster.
We have Hoboken and Jack, we have Peter, we have Amala, we have Dennis, we have Michael W., and Mindy.
Thank you all. And
it means the world to Ken and I that you carved out a little time and helped us out here today, doesn't it, Ken?
Yes, and I need.
Yes, I have a very last minute.
Run it in. I need the pigeon head.
Run it in, and we need a box or a hat to mix them up in.
It's a pigeon head.
Okay, but Ken, really mix them up. It's really
got to
be
out.
Random.
No. We took out all the meat, and it's just like
it's
the cranium.
It's got to be random.
Yeah. Oh, it's on. Random. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Here's our song.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Wait, this could be our new theme song next
FM.
Week. Hold on, wait. We got to get every card in.
Online at WFMU.org.
Okay. It looks like about 30
coming
cards.
Coming up in 1 minute, it's 21 Lounge. With
Ken, you got to mix them up.
And Don Fleming and Honky Tonk Radio
Girl. Ken, seriously, don't forget to pick two cards. One is the first place winner, and the other is... the runner-up in case first place can't make it, right?
Right. Okay.
And you'll make a note. Ken, really mix them up. Okay. Here we go. This is very suspenseful.
And you want the winner?
Don't look. Don't even look in that direction.
You want the runner-up?
Oh, you tell me. What do you want to do first?
Let's do the winner.
There's the winner.
Oh, my God. It's Ava Pope.
Do you know her?
At the Bat Ranch.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
my God.
Friend of the family. Okay, now let's pick a runner-up if Ava can't make it.
Okay, and the runner-up is...
Okay.
Leslie E.
Perfect. So Leslie E. is hoping for Ava to have some kind of stroke or something.
I wouldn't say that.
I would. I know you wouldn't. That's because...
And the last couple of people to thank, Jesse in Ocean, John in Columbus, Ohio, and Michael in Highland Lakes.
Wait, and how about thanking me, who's going to write this horrific check for you?
Thanks, Andy.
Go to hell.
Thanks for
I'm an afterthought. I just hate you all.
Thanks for the funny... Thanks for the money.
Yeah, but if you had to only have one, what would you take, Ken?
The money. I'd have to think about that, actually.
Yeah,
because without the funny, there is no money.
That's right. Funny is money.
Yeah. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge 2026 WFMU Marathon. Please keep pledging. 800-989-9368.
Thank you all.
Thank you. They call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2121 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
This Dick's Tune is a little song that was recorded by Mr. Frank Sinatra. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it please, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled deep and every high and more, much more than this, I did it my way. For yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off much more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and I spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it more. If not himself, then he has not to say the thing he truly feels, and not the words of what heals. The record shows I took the